Here's a thought. I'll title The You Who Photographs. The process of being an artist, in fact, come to think about it, the process of being a human being, is constantly to think about what we believe and how that might need to change based on the practical experiences we've had by living our life. Here's a good example. When I go out photographing, I often begin with the sense that I need to shift mental gears from everyday thought to art-making thought. I've talked about this a lot, about this transition period where I need to somehow ease into thinking aesthetically, to start seeing aesthetically. Well, what does that actually mean? How is seeing aesthetically different from ordinary seeing? Another way to think about this question is, when does aesthetic seeing flip into aesthetic rule following? Or let me put it this way, how is my aesthetic self different from my ordinary self? Is it possible that my aesthetic self is simply more in touch with the rules and conventions that define the medium throughout history? Let me see if I can give an example that might clarify this. I'm out in the forest. I'm passing lots of trees that I've not photographed. And then all of a sudden, here's a tree that I want to photograph. Am I seeing that tree aesthetically, more genuinely, more deeply, for some reason, and therefore it becomes photogenic and out comes the camera? Or is there something more subtle going on? Am I looking at that tree and saying, aha, this is the kind of tree I've seen successfully photographed elsewhere. It's the kind of image I can make by pulling out my camera. Can I make an image of this tree that will look more like an image of a tree is supposed to look in aesthetic and artistic circles? That is to say, when I start seeing aesthetically, am I simply imposing rules of art making and rules of aesthetics on top of the world so that I'm seeing it, in essence, more predictably? Wouldn't that seem to imply that shifting gears to art-making mode is actually shifting gears toward expectations, toward the cliché rendition, toward the way I've been taught to see things by other artists? So instead of seeing with my eyes, I'm seeing with formulaic eyes, and I think that's seeing aesthetically. I think that's a good thing because I'm not seeing with ordinary mind. But in essence, it's not a good thing because it's actually a barrier to seeing things creatively. I think this especially shows up when you get to be my age. I'm in my 70s now. I've been doing photography 50 years. There's lots and lots of subjects that I've photographed to death. And to some degree, when I look at my Lightroom catalog, there's a similarity to them that's uncanny, that's maybe a reflection of that reflexive nature of photographing rather than the creative nature of photographing. Sure, I'm delighted when I find images in my Lightroom catalog that I've never seen before and that have a unique aesthetic about them that I think is truly my vision. But there's also lots of images in my Lightroom catalog that I know are kind of copies of someone else's aesthetic take. And that seems to be something that we should definitely guard against. I really got thinking about this when I visited Devil's Tower a couple of months ago up in northeast Wyoming. And I happened to be there on a beautiful day with spectacular light. And I thought, great, I'll be able to make some interesting images of Devil's Tower. Which I did, a few. But those few interesting ones that I think express something personal are a small portion of what I photographed at Devil's Tower, the vast majority of which look like everybody else's Devil's Tower images, which is easy to research these days because you just look it up on the internet and look at images. And when I did so, I found image after image after image after image that looked kind of like mine. But then, of course, I realized I had that backwards, that I made images that looked like everybody else's, because I had slipped into an aesthetic mindset that simply created what everybody else had already seen. Maybe what I had been trained to see in the images of Devil's Tower that I've run across in the course of my life. Seeing with new eyes, seeing with your own aesthetic eyes, is the great challenge of being an artist. And to a large degree, that's trying to protect the you, the unique you, the wonderful you, the aesthetic you, who's out there in the world photographing, without letting the you that photographs become overwhelmed by what everybody else has done, and the aesthetic that has become so codified that it ceases to serve us in our creative life.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.